I'm pleased, delighted to get a player of Lewis's caliber, and he's had a couple of experiences of promotion. So once again, he's a big, strong, powerful, energetic midfield player to add to Craig Clay and Tom Platt. So he's another dimension to the squad of players.
And what's his best role in the midfield?
Well, he's got very, very good energy. He's a big, strong, powerful lad. He likes to tackle. And he's very comfortable on the ball. He does things very simple. He's very neat and tidy. And to be fair, the lad's a winner. And that's what we want around the football club. And I've got to say, after the end of the 4 days of training, the lads are back in. I've got to give them credit in the first 4 days because they've worked their socks off and really been pushed, and they've come through tremendously well.
So with Montrose, who played for Gillingham, who won League Two last year, he knows what it takes to be at the right end of the table. How much will that benefit the squad, do you think?
It's wherever we want to push forward, we want to try and do well. And players with the experience of that knows what it's all about, can deal with it, and can pass the knowledge on to some of the others. I know the club got promoted 2 seasons ago from the Conference to League Two, so there's knowledge in there of how to cope with being up at the top of the table and promotion and so on. So hopefully put it all together and try and get off to a good start.
There were reports that he was interesting Southend. How did you sell the club to Lewis?
Probably a question for him more than I. I and the chairman agree on is that we want people to come to York City to play football, first and foremost. Take apart money, people get paid, yes, but we want them here to play football and play for the football club. And as I say, we've got a good group of players now, ability-wise, energy-wise, youthful-wise, and I'm very, very pleased with the 20 players that I've got in at the moment, and I will definitely bring in one more question mark over maybe a second.
Those potential signings then, with Lewis being a central midfielder, is that still an area you're looking at particularly?
No, I've got, what is it, I think I've counted, there's 7 across the midfield area and the wide areas and the central area, so there's sufficient in there now. I'd probably be looking maybe full-back, a little bit of cover there, a left-back. I've made no, I haven't hidden the situation there, so that's one that I'll be looking at. And then really just keep an eye on the market and see what there is and what we as staff think fits the bill and will fit into what we're trying to do.
I know it's the $64,000 question, but can you put a time scale on how long it would take to get one of those new signings in?
No, to be honest, I'm over the moon that I've got 20 players on contract, and more or less 18 of those have trained since Tuesday. Sandy's coming in Monday because he's had international games, so I'll give him an extra week off. And then obviously young Lewis coming in today, he's missed the first 4 days. So to get 20 players in at this stage and moving forward from the bonding point of view, team spirit, and getting the fitness levels into them that I think that we require to help take us forward is paramount. So to have so much of the, shall we say, the heavy work done is quite a relief.
And what has the mood of the players been like in the first week back in training?
They've been very bright. They had their programmes to take away with them at the end of the season. We were always going to find out and be tested when they came back in. And credit to them, they've come back in very, very good shape. And that's through the programme that they were given, which has enabled us, our group, to move forward a little bit quicker this week, probably a little bit more than normal. So, but really pleased with that.